USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Tributes to Queen Elizabeth II continued as her coffin left the Palace of Holyrood in Edinburgh one last time for a solemn procession to St. Giles Cathedral. King Charles III and his siblings walked behind the hearse. After a service of thanksgiving, the public was allowed to file past the coffin to pay their respects, with King Charles, Princess Anne, and Prince Edward in military uniforms stood in silent vigil on each side of the coffin. One mourner speaking to CBS News.
People don't realize how much the Scots loved her.
Why?
Because who she was. It's the person she was, not the Queen, but the person she was.
The world's attention has been on Scotland because that is where the Queen died last week at the age of 96. The coffin will be flown to London on Tuesday, where it will lie in state at the Houses of Parliament. The Justice Department in a court filing said it would support one of the special master nominees put forward by former President Trump's legal team. The two sides have been going back and forth over documents seized last month at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Many of the documents seized had some form of secrecy attached. The department asking the court to consider appointing its two choices, along with retired federal judge Raymond Deary, who was nominated by President Reagan. Renowned jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis tickled the ivories across the world in a career that spanned more than 60 years. Hits like The In Crowd, with the trio named for him, along with Hang On Sloopy and Wade in the Water, made him revered in jazz circles. Lewis died at his Chicago home on Monday. He was 87. Wall Street closed higher on Monday ahead of a high-stakes inflation report. The Dow gained close to 230 points. The Nasdaq added 154 points. The S&P 500 gained 43. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The process to penalize the confessed gunman in the Parkland school shooting has resumed in South Florida.
Court is back in session this week for the penalty trial for confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. After a week-long break, the defense called an expert witness to the stand Monday. Neuropsychologist Paul Connor saying there's evidence Cruz experienced prenatal exposure to alcohol and crack cocaine. The defense is trying to convince jurors to oppose a death sentence after Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people during the 2018 massacre at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX has delivered more Starlink's internet satellites to orbit.
The number is now approaching 4,000 in Earth's low orbit. Tom's Guide, the technology know-all, says Starlink is already approaching broadband speeds. The finished system will boast speeds 10 times that of fiber internet, but will cost thousands of dollars just for the equipment, and a monthly fee has not yet been determined. Announced in May, the service is available in North America, most of Europe, parts of Chile, Brazil, New Zealand, and Australia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A majority of American adults say healthcare is not handled well here. A new AP North poll reveals that public satisfaction with the U.S. healthcare system is remarkably low. Fewer than half of Americans say it's generally handled well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.